Evening, this is N5AOW, the control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz, pardon me. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be July 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, and mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Come down.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, and it looks like I'm the only one in here, Bob.
Okay, Kevin. Well, glad to have you with us this evening. I would imagine a lot of folks are out in different areas looking for, I think some of the early fireworks. Or they're out enjoying the weekend. So, back to you, KD2FBM. PFM. Boy, I'll tell you what. KD2FBM. I had to recorrect myself on that one. I always get it confused with George, and if I don't watch it, I get tongue-tied with it and go the wrong way. So anyway, how are things down your way?
Okay, Bob, yeah, don't feel bad. KD2FBM out here. I have to say that as a radio announcer myself, especially when we're given a new tagline to use, sometimes it takes a couple times to get it to roll off the tongue right before you get it correct. And I'll tell you, sometimes it can be really trying before you finally get it the right way. So don't feel bad, like I say. Yeah, KD2FPM out here. You got 68 degrees. Boy, I'll tell you, the weather got a little dicey there last night and whatnot. And I have good news. Lowville node for Echolink is back up, so I was just on that net at 8 o'clock and was able to get into that for the first time, so probably over a week, so that is back up and running. Actually, I won't keep you too long because I got to get out and put the side windows and the rear curtain window back down on my Jeep. I took those out for the day and my half doors, I took the uppers off so I could enjoy my Jeep in a safari fashion, if you can imagine that. So I just had the convertible top on, but no side windows, and the rear window, I had it rolled up. So enjoyed the day with that. So that was kind of nice. So with that, I will say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
All right. Very good, Kevin. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that with the Lowville repeater. I know you had commented on it, I think, a week ago, that it was down, and glad to hear they have it back up again. That's always an added bonus to folks who want to check in. Well, I'll tell you what, for the Jeep, I see a lot of them go by here, and I'm right on 28, so been a good deal of them going up north, and some of them have the doors off completely, and everything wide open except the roof, so... God forbid you get caught in a rainstorm, you better drive pretty quick. But with that, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And certainly was a great day today, but here, it was a bit on the chilly side. I had one of these pullover, kind of a zip-up jacket with a hood on, very light, but I was glad I had it on. The wind was, it was quite strong from the morning to at least mid-afternoon. It tapered off a little bit. Well, we had a lot of sun and a lot of clouds and sun in between. Cooled things down rapidly with the sun right behind the clouds. Anyway, I got a little lengthy on that one. Kevin, have a fine weekend. And, you know, I know better with the call. I don't know. Sometimes it's just an instant and you get twisted up on it between you and George. So, anyway, 7-3, have a great evening and great weekend. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Says KD2EIT.
WA2U.
KC2HBS.
KYE, David Dillian.
Okay, we've got KD2AIT, Jeff, WA2U, John, and I've got, I believe, W2HBS. I didn't get the name on that one. There was another call in between. I couldn't. It wasn't clear enough where I could catch what it was, and we also have KD2JYE Elliot. All right, we'll start with, tell you what, yeah, I was going to say, well, let me have that call I didn't get. It might be mobile, and try it again.
Kilo Charlie 2 Hotel Victor Sierra.
Kilo Charlie 2 Yankee X-Ray November.
Kilo Charlie 2 Quebec Quebec Romeo. I was the one that doubled, sorry.
Alright, well, there's two I didn't get complete. And let's see, we had three additional ones. Let's go back two more, start again. Try that again for me, if you will.
Kilo Charlie 2 Yankee X-Ray November.
Kilo Charlie 2 Hotel Victor Sierra.
Charlie 2, Quebec, Quebec, Romeo. Check here.
Okay, I've got Kilo Charlie 2, Hotel Victor Sierra, and I've got Kathy, KC2YXN, and Chuck, KC2QQR. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had everyone covered, and we'll go back to KD2AIT. Jeff, how are things going by you? I would imagine you're at camp.
Roger, still at camp. We've been up here for, well, a week and a day, and we're going to be here again tomorrow and the next night. So having a good time up here, and I hear you, Bob. I get FPM and PFM mixed up all the time, and, well, you know, we're only human. And no hoodie here today. I did a lot of firewood, and I was right out in the sun, and I was really happy every time a cloud came by just to get me out of the sun. But we split a lot of firewood today, and Well, we're doing the camp thing, and had a good vacation up here, and I'm really enjoying myself. It's good to hear everybody on the net tonight on a Saturday night here, especially on the holiday weekend. And, all right, it's KD2AIT back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I would imagine you got a bundle of wood split up, and I would also imagine you're going to enjoy it with a campfire throughout your time that you're going to be there. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like camp with a campfire. You can't beat it, and that with fishing and whatever else you might do. Okay, enjoy it. Have a great holiday, and, geez, stay safe. All right, we'll take John, WA2U. How are things down at Hinckley?
Okay, leaving a little bit of a pause after the courtesy beep. WA2U here, where it's about 60 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, the firing range. I guess now they're it's going to be a long 4th of July. But I guess everyone's having a good time out there. Had a good day, had some company today. Pete stopped over and Max, and we chatted for a while. And Kathy gave a quick demo of the power wolf, and let's see, wood. Well, I haven't cut any up. I've got a big, huge, good-sized tree out in front of the house here, probably 26 inches, 30 inches at the base. So, but that'll be all good wood for the fire ring. Well, he scampered for wood, so now we got a quite a supply once I split it up. And had dinner, got the stack of tunes all set, the tunage, the extra ice made, the glasses are chilling, all is good. Got the windows open, let it cool off a little bit. We like it when it's on the cool side, so we're all getting the rocking and rolling outside. Soon we'll be rocking and rolling inside. So I'll turn it back over to you. I have some information related to last night. I made some announcement about some traffic cuts, but I neglected any of the contact information, so realized it was too late. Bob, I'll turn it back over to you, and it's always good to hear some new voices, heard some new people on the repeaters. They were going up north today. WA to you, back to net.
All right, very good, John. Sounds like you and Kathy got a wonderful day going on and a great weekend coming up. Looks like the weather, from what I saw, I thought today was going to be a little bit warmer and sunnier than what it was and less wind, but looks like the weather is going to be good through Wednesday from what I saw on the weather forecast, and that gives everyone a chance to enjoy the weather and some time beyond the holiday. Sounds good. All right, John, 7-3, you have an excellent weekend, and we'll move along to W2H. Well, I had HBS, but I think, was it W2 or KB2? I've got KB2 HVS, and I may have written that call sign down incorrect. But next in line, I had W2 HBS, if that's the correct call. Come now.
Yes, this is Kilo Charlie 2, KC2 HBS. Yep, I'm up there here in the Adirondacks, and I usually use this repeater to get a hold of my YL. And the weather up here right now, it's 59 degrees, getting cool, and I'm up there at Evergreen Lake. I don't know if a lot of you people know where that is, but it's just below Pacheco. And I don't have anything else to say, but I'm on and just checking in.
Very good. Glad you did, and enjoy the weekend. Yeah. Repeater is always open to anyone that would like to check in and just have a small, you know, or whatever. Boy, I'm lost for words tonight. I've been that way since I woke up this morning. But anyway, glad to hear you, and glad you checked in with us. And we'll move along to Elliot, KD2, Juliet, Yankee, Echo.
Hey, Bob, that's Kilo, Yankee, Echo, KD2KYE. KYE, that is. And I don't know, it's 68 degrees here. It's kind of an off night. Somebody's shooting off fireworks. I don't know. I guess it's that season, though. We'll have to put up with it. As long as it didn't get too loud and too late, I'll be happy with that. So, all right, with that, I'm just checking in to give you a number. So we're going to let that go and wish everybody out there a happy holiday. And we will talk to you tomorrow night or next night, whichever comes, whichever one I can get to. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, Elliot. Well, thank you for checking in, and I hope you have a marvelous weekend and enjoyed the day today. And I've got the call corrected here, so I've got Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Yankee Echo. Very good, and that's in my logbook, so I'll know the next time. All right, 7-3, and enjoy the weekend. KC2YXN, Kathy, how are you doing? I think John gave me a little preview of what you've been up to, but I'm sure in your words, it's a little bit different.
KC2YXN here. Yep, well, we did some different things. I did some different things, and he did different things, so. But anyway, I just wanted to say good evening to everybody who is on the net, checked in and listening. And thank you so much, Bob, for doing the net this evening. Yeah, we got our own version of fireworks out there. We have some people down on the other road that we know they got fireworks. So, yep, good. I'm pleased with the garden. The peas are starting to bloom, and stuff is just busting out all over. So I'm very pleased. Well, I won't take up too much more time, but everybody have a great holiday. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, send it back to you, Bob, KC2YXX.
Okay, Kathy, very good, and I've got to return the same to you. You do a wonderful job on Friday, so that's great. I'm glad you're enjoying the weekend, and, yeah, the fireworks is prevalent. I think we're going to get it all over, and... as part of a celebration, you know, and I guess between now and Monday, it's going to have its place in time. Okay, well, 7-3, Kathy, you and John have an excellent evening, and we'll see what Chuck's got for us. KC2QQR, Chuck, how you doing?
KC2QQR. Not doing too bad. Had a great day. The winds were made it kind of blustery around here. Kind of sounds like a wintry term, but it was quite chilly out over here in Vernon. But I still got some stuff done. It was quite sunny out though, but the wind was sure blowing. Anyways, I made a some of the stuff I did. One of the things I made, I cut down a tree, I think, is it 2 weeks now? Maybe it's three. Time just flies. I guess when you're having too much fun. But anyways, I cut down a tree and decided to make a nice bench out of it, and out of some pieces of it. I sawed it down and everything, and created a nice bench out of it and everything. So it came out pretty nice. Not bad for free. So, a little bit of hard work and, you know, ingenuity. But, yeah, I did that this afternoon. This morning I just took it kind of easy. Just cleaned up my garage a little bit and reorganized things. So, never ending. As soon as I take something out, I find a new place for it. It's usually somewhere else around the house. but anyways, I hope everyone has a great day tomorrow. Fourth of July comes by too quick. Seems like first day of summer goes by too quick, and you know, it's fall and winter. So, anyways, I don't know if I'll be on the net tomorrow night, but we'll see. Who knows? So, with that, everyone have a great evening. KC2QQR, matching net control.
All right, very good, Chuck. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was a bit cool today. More so, I thought, than what the weather forecast was a couple days ago for today. But not given a look at it this morning, I wasn't prepared for that. The sun was out, and it looked great this morning. And, boy, I'll tell you what, by 7:30, quarter of 8, it was gray, dark, and looked like it was going to downpour any minute. Then we got the breeze, and of course it stayed cool, so it was jacket day all day. So even late afternoon, it finally warmed up to, I think, about 60. Okay, Chuck, you have a great evening and great holiday. This is N5AOW, looking for any other check-ins.
Please copy Kilo Alpha.
Bill, that sounded like you trying to get in there. Try it again.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, check.
Okay, I got most of it, Bill. I've got the call, and of course I know where you're at and so on. So, how are things down in Pennsylvania?
Roger. KA3, back to net control. Over.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I see you're having a little bit of difficulty there. I don't know what's causing that. Could be a little bit of QRM or interference somewhere. That's too bad, because it just, you know, it kind of wiped you out a little bit every time you come on and dropped it off, so... Anyway, I hope you had a good day today, and have a great weekend, Bill. And may your weather be as good as what they're forecasting for us up here. We're supposed to get sunshine through till Wednesday, I believe. And temperatures are supposed to be quite nice and warm anyway. So you get it. You know, later on, if you get another shot at it, give it a go, and we can chat a little bit. Okay, this is N5AOW. Net control over to Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins? Well, I had a pretty good day myself today, really. It was a little bit on the cool side, but... I accomplished a few things that I wanted to, and I didn't get to do a couple things I did want to do, only because of the temperature and the wind, but it still was a nice day. We didn't have to wrestle with the rain or deal with that, so hopefully tomorrow will be a little bit better. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
you with info.
Pick it up, John. WATU.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Well, last night I mentioned the Central New York traffic net on 147.300 at 9 p.m. with a PL of 67 hertz. It's on 7 days a week, and it's also, they do a call up on 145.330 at 9 p.m. with a PL of 71.9. And that's been around for, I don't know, 37 years, and they provide training for anyone that's interested in learning about traffic handling and messages and how to receive and send. That's where the net takes place. Although I didn't mention anything about the contact people, so there's two people you can contact. One is Viv, W-A-2-P-U-U, that's Papa Uniform Uniform, at her call book address, or W-2-D-E-R, that's Whiskey 2 Delta Echo Romeo, that's Dave. So Dave is one of the contact people, and Whiskey Alpha 2 Papa Uniform Viv is the other contact. So just want to do that, try to highlight the different nets that are in the area as they come around. I know there's a lot of them, maybe putting a page together, I don't know, it takes some work, but just to give people some choices and some opportunities for different nets that are in the area. So, Bob, we'll turn it back over to you. Everyone have a nice weekend and a safe weekend. Good, as I said, good to hear some other people on the net, and let me do a quick reset. Yeah, we're KC2HVS up there. I think that's Tim up in the up near Pasico Lake. That's, I used to play up there in a band often. They used to have the tamarack and the pine cone and the oxbow, and I guess a lot of them are gone, but that's another time. But really beautiful, gorgeous country up there. We're fortunate we don't have to travel a long ways, and other people take vacations. They gotta. We're lucky. WATU back to net.
Okay, John, good info, and that's always welcome information for those that want to touch base with some of the other repeaters and contacts that way. And there's always a lot of helpful and useful information that way, even on the other nets. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and the repeater and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. We had Bill in Pennsylvania, Chuck, Kathy, Elliot, Tim, John, Jeff up at camp, and Kevin down in Oneonta. 7-3 to all. Everyone have a safe, wonderful weekend. This is N5AOW Clear.
KD2AIT Echo.
Seven-three, Bill. Have a great evening. N5AOW Clear.
For Peter Newsmark. Good evening, this is Matthew, KD2DXF, and Utica, New York, calling the Central, Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call tonight on the KC2MB repeater. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening, Jeff, KD2AIT, got you in there. This is Ox, I'm looking for any further stations. This is Ox, This is Acton, KD2DXO. Last call for Acton. Nothing heard. Thank you, Jeff, for your check-in. Thank you for the Boomville Amateur Radio Club producer, Peter Tonight. This is KD2DXO, back to net control, W2MO.